Welcome to another edition of Ultimate Key to Freedom, questions, answers, comments, shares, and whatever. As I start to record here, it seems like it's been sort of quiet lately. I know that the archive is quite large, and if somebody comes to the Ultimate Key to Freedom experience and actually starts going through those, it can keep you busy for quite a while. It answers many questions, and that may be part of it. Who knows? Sometimes things are just quiet. Anyway, this is from Andrina, who has completed video 5 from day 1, so she's new to the experience. Just want to preface that I have done a great deal of releasing and growth work, but haven't in the last 10 years or so because I didn't need it. Well, I just finished video 5 of day 1 last night, and last couple nights have been having really vivid and disturbing dreams, which to me is an indicator something big is happening. I feel fatigued today and a bit foggy, so I'm laying off. The vibration and frequency that this material is eliciting is profound. Glad my inner voice told me to sign up and spend the money. In appreciation, Andrina. Okay, cool. Thank you, Andrina, for sharing that. As always, I feel like saying, even though it is a positive judgment, so to speak, I feel like saying I'm always thrilled at the story level when the teachings or anything that I share in any form has impact. That's very fun for me, and I appreciate hearing it. What I'm about to say is not meant to be a criticism or a judgment or an instruction or a prescription. It's just something to think about. And where it goes, it goes. With the Ultimate Freedom teachings, you throw away the rule book, if you will. You throw away the old way of doing things, the old way of looking at things. It's a completely different game. It's a completely different beast. And so there is the opportunity for everything to be fresh and new. And the way I kind of language this is everything that you used to think was true about whatever now has a question mark after it. Is it true? Is it totally true? Is there a yeah, but, or whatever? So when you say feel fatigued and a bit foggy, so laying off, that's fine. Again, I'm not being critical or judgmental or say don't do that. I'm inviting you to consider that if that's a strategy that you used in the past, that you might want to consider a different approach going forward. And if you're feeling fatigued, fine. If you're feeling foggy, fine. As you go more deeply into the Ultimate Key to Freedom experience, you'll realize that those are stories. And it doesn't really mean anything. They're just stories. But the opportunity would be to continue anyway, even if in the past you would have said, all right, well, I'm a little overwhelmed. I'm a little fatigued. I'm a little foggy. So I'm just going to stop. If that was, and it may not be, if that was a strategy that the Andrina character used, and again, if it's Andrina or something, I apologize for mispronouncing it. If that's a strategy that was used in the past, there is the opportunity to let that go and be open to not obligation, not responsibility, not pressure, not push, but to be open to another option, not just in this particular instance, but with everything. And I say that to you directly because this was your comment, but also to everybody else listening. There is the opportunity to throw away the old way of being, so to speak, and take everything fresh and new and be open to radically different ways of doing things, responding to things as part of going through this. And having said that, whatever happens is fine. Whatever happens, as you'll see more and more, Andrina, is what's written and what was meant to be, so to speak, however you want to language it. Words don't serve, but I just wanted to plant that seed for you and everyone else listening. So, since you have so much more, Andrina, on the other videos from day 1 and then 2, 3, 4 and the other things, as well as the archive of past Q&A, enjoy, and I'll look forward to our next form of contact, whatever shape that takes as you continue to move through the experience.